content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Steve Lord from Triangle Radio Reading Service. I'll be reading to you today from the Raleigh VIP newsletter for the months of July and August 2018. This is the Visually Impaired Program newsletter from the City of Raleigh Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Resources, Specialized Recreation and Inclusion Services. Their offices are 2401 Wade Avenue, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27607. Office phone number 919-996-2147. Email sris@raleighnc.gov. This newsletter is for the months of July and August 2018. The Visually Impaired Program is intended for individuals 18 and older with visual impairments unless otherwise noted. Program registration numbers will be reviewed 2 weeks in advance, with a final decision made 1 week in advance as to whether minimum registration numbers have been met to determine whether there is sufficient registration to hold the program. This is consistent with other city programs and provides the opportunity for respectful and timely communication for participants, staff, and program locations. Some specific programs may have earlier registration deadlines based on the specific program and will be referred to in the program description. All participants must complete and sign a participation form before participating in any activity. These forms are valid for 1 year. Please be prepared to complete prior to event participation. Minimum registration numbers will vary by program. Single rate program fees will be advertised for all programs. Registration will not be accepted without payment. Participants should be prepared to make payment at the time of registration. If leaving a message to register, staff will expect payment to be remitted when returning the call to confirm registration. Additional information regarding the city's fee assistance program is available upon request. A complete list of policies will be read at the end of this newsletter. Now here are the ongoing activities for July and August. On Mondays, darts at Five Point Center for Active Adults, July 2nd, 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th, August 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th. All times are 6:30 p.m. until 8:15 p.m. Registration for July is $20, for August, $16. Come enjoy a competitive evening playing darts. You must register and pay for the entire month to participate. Weekly registration is not available. Meet at the Five Point Center, 2000 Noble Road. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Tuesdays, Walking to Wellness at the Triangle Town Center, July 24th and August 28th. Both nights are 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. Registration each month is $2. This is a family program. This walking group is for beginners or for those who already walk and are looking to increase their physical activity. Staff will be on site to lead the group. However, one-on-one assistance is not provided. The group will walk at Triangle Town Center, rain or shine. Meet at the Triangle Town Center, lower level family area in front of Sears, 5959 Triangle Town Boulevard. Door-to-door transportation home is available. Water aerobics at Millbrook Exchange, July 3rd and 19th, August 7th and 21. On all dates, the program runs from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. Registration each month is $4. This is for ages 14 and up. This shallow water exercise class will focus on improving posture, balance, and range of motion, giving you an overall workout to improve your health and level of fitness. Bring your own swimsuit and towel. Meet at the Millbrook Exchange Pool, 1905 Spring Forest Road. Door-to-door transportation home is available. Wednesdays, Fun Bowl at Buffalo Lanes North. The program runs in July on the 11th, 18th, and 25th, and in August on the 1st, 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th. In all cases, the program runs from 12:30 p.m. until 2:30 p.m. Registration for July is $3. Registration for August is $5. Each game costs $1 up to 3 games, and you will need to pay the bowling alley in cash each day. Participants must be able to carry balls to and from the bowling lane and be able to bowl unassisted. One-on-one instruction is not provided. Pin spotters and rails are available. Weekly registration is not available. You must register for the entire month to participate. Meet at the Buffalo Lanes North, 5900 Oak Forest Road. No door-to-door transportation is provided. Bingo at the Chavez Community Center. This is also on Wednesdays, July 25th and August 22nd, 7 p.m. until 8:45 p.m. Registration for each month is $4. This is for ages 14 and up. Join us for an evening of fellowship, fun, and bingo. Braille and large print cards are available. There will be no food or drink provided. Participants are welcome to bring or order food or drink to be delivered to the program location. Food and delivery and eating should not interrupt the program, though. Meet at Chavez Community Center, 505 Martin Luther King Boulevard. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Thursdays, Trivia Night at Buffalo Brothers. In July on the 19th, in August on the 16th. In all cases, 6 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Registration each month is $2. Put on your thinking caps and join us for dinner and a fun night of trivia. DJ Trivia will be hosting, and trivia begins at 7 p.m. Please bring money for dinner. Meet at the Buffalo Brothers, 3111 Capitol Boulevard. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Fridays, the Audio Book Club at the North Carolina Library for the Blind, July 13th and August 10th, 10 a.m. till 11:30 a.m. There is no cost for the program, but no transportation is provided. If you are interested in joining the book club, please contact Marlene Debo at 919-733-4376. The book group meets at the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, 1841 Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh. Also on Fridays, Outlaw Bowling at Buffalo Lanes North. The Outlaw program is the nation's largest and most consistent blind bowler league. Participation is governed by league bylaws and officers. Contact Sharon Benton, league president, at 919-755-0700 for league information and transportation needs. Now here are the activities for July. Dinner and a movie on Sunday, July 1st, 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. Registration is $4. Join us for dinner and a movie at North Hills. As new releases come out, we'll spend some time socializing, enjoying each other's company, and the current feature of the month. Movie of choice can be selected within a predetermined time frame. Must be ready for pickup at 2 p.m. Door-to-door transportation to and from program location. Saturday, July 14th, Outlaw Picnic at Eastgate Park, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. Contact Sharon Benton, league president, at 919-755-0700 for more information and transportation needs. Planning meeting on Wednesday, July 18th, 6:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Registration is free. Join us for an evening of fun as we plan our next social year calendar. Bring your social club friends and come with ideas and suggestions. We'll have an ice cream bar to enjoy while we plan. Meet at the JC Community Center, 2401 Wade Avenue at 6:30 p.m. Door-to-door transportation home is available. Raleigh Little Theater, Into the Woods, Sunday, July 29th, 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. Registration is $35. Join us for an epic musical about wishes, family, and the consequences of the choices we make. A childless baker and his wife endeavor to lift their family curse by journeying into the woods, where they encounter familiar faces, including Rapunzel, Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood, and more enchanted fairy tale creatures. Audio description will be available. Must register prior to Friday, June 29th. Must be ready for pickup at 1 p.m. Door-to-door transportation to program location and home is provided. Now for the August activities. Dinner and a movie, Sunday, August 5th, 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. Registration is $4. Join us for dinner and a movie at Briar Creek. As new releases come out, we'll spend some time socializing, enjoying each other's company, and the current feature of the month. Movie of choice can be selected within a predetermined time frame. Must be ready for pickup at 2 p.m. Door-to-door transportation to the program location and home. Lazy Days Arts and Crafts Festival, Saturday, August 25th, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Registration is $10. Join us for the 42nd annual Lazy Days Arts and Crafts Festival in Cary, featuring over 300 artists, great exhibits and activities, entertainment, as well as several local food vendors. Please bring money for items you would like to purchase and food. Please wear comfortable shoes and be prepared to navigate through crowds. One-on-one assistance is not provided. Meet at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue at 9:30 a.m. Door-to-door transportation home is provided. Mudcats Baseball Game, Friday, August 31st, 5:30 p.m. until 11 p.m. Registration is $45. Take me out to the ballpark. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. Let's go see our Carolina Mudcats take on the Buies Creek Astros. They're a Houston affiliate. We'll enjoy a Mudcats meal in their covered picnic area, where we will be served hamburgers, cheeseburgers, hot dogs, and sides. Bring money for any souvenirs. Our friends from the Wildcat Social Club, Adventure Social Club, and Dragon Social Club will be joining us. Space is limited. We will meet at JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue at 5:30 p.m. We'll return at 11 p.m. Door-to-door transportation home is provided. If you have any questions or concerns about programs, please call the office at 919-996-2147 before you register. Now here are the program policies. Unless otherwise noted, all programs are for individuals 18 and older who are blind or have various levels of vision impairment. Family members must register for events noted as family event with the participating visually impaired family member. Participants under the age of 18 must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian. When registering, please be sure to identify family members and anyone underage to the office staff. Program fees still apply. The only way to secure your registration is by making payment to the City of Raleigh. Checks, money orders, or credit cards are accepted. Registration for programs will be reviewed 2 weeks in advance with a final determination 1 week in advance as to whether the program will run. Program cancellation notifications will be made via email, unless you don't have an email, to staff, participants, and so on. Registration may be left on voicemail. Participants should be prepared to make payment when staff returns the call to confirm registration. Please clearly leave your name, the event and event date, whether or not you need transportation, if applicable, and when and how to expect your payment and your contact information. Service animals are welcome in programs and on vehicles. Participants must notify the office at the time of registration and no later than 1 week prior to the program date so appropriate arrangements can be made. Program cancellations or withdrawals may be left on voicemail. However, we will follow the refund policy, which will be noted in a moment. Please clearly leave your name, the event and event date, the reason for your cancellation, and your contact information. All participants must complete and sign a participation form before participating in any activity. These forms are valid for 1 year. One-on-one assistance will not be provided for programs unless otherwise noted in the program description. Travel programs will be staffed on a one staff or chaperone to four participant ratio, unless otherwise noted in the program description. Transportation will only be available for individuals ages 8 and older, or those who meet the 80-pound requirement for not needing a booster seat. When door-to-door to and from a program is available, we will pick up participants up to 2 hours before the scheduled event, based on the number of participants riding. Please be ready 2 hours prior to the program time. You will hear the driver blow the horn 3 times. Drivers are not authorized to leave the vehicle to assist participants. Program participants must be able to meet and load the vehicle independently. Drivers will only make stops predetermined by the office, except in emergency situations. Drivers may pick up or drop off participants at any location within the Raleigh city limits. The location is not required to be a residence. Please notify staff at the time of registration. Last-minute requests are not guaranteed. Program volunteers or personal assistants must be approved by office staff prior to attending programs. Additional paperwork may be required and may take up to 2 weeks for processing. All program participants must be able to participate and interact appropriately in a social setting. All participants riding city vehicles are required to wear seat belts while a vehicle is in motion, if they are available. No smoking on vehicles or City of Raleigh property unless in designated smoking areas. Open food or drink is not allowed on the vehicle. No profanity will be allowed on the vehicle or at programs. Please refrain from wearing strong cologne or perfume to respect those with allergies. Only registered participants, staff, and approved volunteers or personal assistants are authorized to ride transportation. Now here's the refund policy. 100% refund, credit, or transfer if the department cancels a program. 100% credit or transfer of fees to another program at time of withdrawal, or 85% refund based on total cost of program. Refund, credit, or transfer requests received less than 14 days prior to the start date of a program will not be granted. Refunds for medical reasons requested prior to the start date of a program will be granted at 100%, subject to verification. A credit may be used by any family member on the same registration account. Non-attendance or non-participation in a program does not entitle a patron to a refund. And finally, the non-discrimination policy. The City of Raleigh Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Resources Department does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, sex, religion, age, sexual orientation, or disability in employment opportunities or the provision of services or programs or activities. A participant alleging discrimination on the basis of any of the aforementioned areas may file a complaint with the Director of the Raleigh Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Resources Department or the Office of Equal Opportunity, U.S. Department of the Interior, Washington, D.C., 20240. You have been listening to the July-August 2018 edition of the Raleigh VIP Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Steve Lord, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call the office at 919-832-5138.